we hope you've had a good time at the county fair, wherever the county fair has led you to here over the last several days or a few weeks, depending upon when your local county fair was held. Here in Cass and Audubon counties, the county fair is just wrapping up right now, and we had some fun this last week or so at the Cass County Fair, as we have done every year for the past many years, with our question of the day. You know, each day folks come out to the county fair and wander around through the commercial exhibit buildings, and right between those two buildings would be our booth at KJAN. We have an opportunity each night to sit down and visit with some young 4-H'ers, let them interview each other as kind of a project as well, the radio project that we've helped to sponsor each and every year for a long, long time. Has been pretty popular with youngsters having the opportunity to not just come in and be interviewed, but a few of them actually get to do the interviewing each night. So it's an opportunity for them to learn a little bit about the radio business from the other side of the microphone. And that's always been kind of fun to see the youngsters work through those issues and grow a little bit. But also one of the things that we've done during the past many years is our question of the day. And each day, well, now it's Friday through Monday, for 4 days, we pop a question up on the window and ask people just to come by and just answer it. Typically, it's a yes or no question, and that's what these have all been these last few days. Oh, some of them are just kind of for fun. Some of them are important issues going on, but we always ask folks to stop on by. It's really just kind of our way to check the pulse a little bit and see what's going on with some different issues and things, but also it's an opportunity for us to give away a few prizes, too. So we do have prizes to give away here this morning, too. Each day what we do is we ask a question of the day. It's just what it says. And it's, as I said, it's a yes or no question. And then we total them up and we put the list down each day as to what the results were in our little informal poll. But then also we mix all of them together after we count up the totals. And then we draw each day out of all of the entries that we received, no matter what the answers were, for one person who has a chance to win. That person wins a $10 gift card from Hy-Vee here in Atlantic. So here we go. Our question of the day on the first day of the fair, on Friday, was simply, do you have a Facebook account? I guess what we were kind of trying to do is to see if there's a difference in the generations. It's not just young people that have Facebook accounts. Some other folks have Facebook accounts, too. Older folks like me have Facebook accounts, too. Might not necessarily use them very much, but probably have them. Well, let's see what the results were on Friday. Do you have a Facebook account? Well, 140 people answered our question and said yes, and another 129 answered the question saying no. So it's relatively close, about half and half, just a little more than half said that they do have a Facebook account. I wonder, out of those half that said they do, how much they really use it. I have a Facebook account, and I'll be honest with you, I can't remember the last time I ever posted anything on it. It's primarily there just to kind of keep up with family and friends. And I think that's what a lot of folks have told me, too, when it comes to folks who might have a few extra years on them. It's not necessarily that they like to Facebook back and forth. Sometimes it's just kind of a way to keep up with your kids and other family members and things. So that was our poll. 140 said yes, 129 said no to do you have a Facebook account. And we drew one of those cards out of the box as well. And the winner of a $10 Hy-Vee gift card from Friday is Kristen Jonk of Walnut. So congratulations to Kristen Jonk. We have a $10 Hy-Vee gift card for you, just for stopping by the fair and answering our question of the day on Friday. And we moved on to Saturday, and Saturday's question was one that was maybe a little bit more serious. It was a question that has to do with something that is an important issue in the country. Saturday's question was very simply, do you support Obamacare? And the final totals looked like this. 14 people said yes, 315 said no. I guess that wasn't nearly as close a poll as the do you have a Facebook account question. Do you support Obamacare was 14 yes and 315 no. Well, after we got done with the question and totaling up the numbers, we drew a winner, and our winner of a $10 gift card from Hy-Vee is Molly Yock of Marnie. So congratulations to Molly Yock of Marnie. She's the name that we drew from the box, and she wins a $10 Hy-Vee gift card for her trouble. And moving on Sunday, we had a question of the day, and that one was kind of, I guess, more of a little bit of fun. Some of us around here at the office are real fans of a certain television program, and, well, we kind of was wanting to find out just how many of you actually were fans as well, because it's one of the most popular programs on TV of any kind, not just on cable TV anymore. But so we asked, are you a Duck Dynasty fan? Are you familiar with the show Duck Dynasty? I think most folks are, even if they don't watch it on a regular basis. The reruns are on constantly on the A&E cable channel, but Duck Dynasty chronicles a family, the Robertson family, who years ago, the patriarch of the family, Phil Robertson, of course, he created a better duck call. And he and his sons turned that into quite a thriving business. The Duck Commander business does an awful lot of stuff out there. Well, they also do a TV show for the last few seasons, and their next season starts here in just a couple of weeks on August 14th. I know a lot of folks are really looking forward to that. So we thought we would just ask locally, what do you think? Are you a Duck Dynasty fan? Well, 260 people who answered our question of the day said, yes, I am. I'm a Duck Dynasty fan. And some of them wrote little notes on their cards, too, about just how much they love Duck Dynasty. Some of them said it makes me happy, 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 which means to us that, yeah, you really do watch Duck Dynasty, don't you? We had 29 people who said, no, not really a fan, don't know anything about the show, haven't watched it. So it was 260 yes to 29 no. Are you a Duck Dynasty fan? Well, again, we drew out of the box, and the winner of a $10 Hy-Vee gift card, after we drew and mixed them all together, is Doyle Kneisel of Griswold. So congratulations to Doyle Kneisel of Griswold. We have a $10 Hy-Vee gift card just for you, simply for writing your name, address, and phone number down on a little piece of paper and dropping it in a box at the fair. Easy enough. So that's our poll for Sunday. Then on the final day that we did this was yesterday. It was on Monday. And again, we kind of went back to technology. Remember Friday we asked about whether or not you have a Facebook account? Well, we kind of went back to the technology side again on Monday. And we asked the question, do you own a smartphone? It seems like just about everyone these days has a cell phone in their pockets, no matter whether it's a full-service cell phone, a smartphone, no matter whether it's one of those phones that you don't actually buy service with, you just put minutes on it so you can use it at different times. You know, everybody's needs are different, and everybody seems to shop around a little differently when it comes to cell phones these days. So anyway, that's what we asked. Do you own a smartphone? And of course, a smartphone is one that gives you access to the internet and all kinds of other things as well. Kind of ties in with our day one question, because for a lot of us who have a Facebook account, that's typically how we keep up with folks on Facebook is with our smartphones. So, do you own a smartphone? Well, there's only one way this could have been split even more down the middle, and that's if one more person would have answered yes. It was the final numbers on Monday about do you own a smartphone. 129 people said yes. 130 said no. So I guess the good news there for cell phone providers is you still have some room for growth. 129 yes, 130 no. So pretty much split right down the middle on whether or not you own a smartphone. Now the winner, after we mixed them all together, all of our entries, the winner was Shelley Miller of Atlantic. Shelley Miller of Galveston Road, Atlantic is our winner. That's a $10 gift card to Hy-Vee here in Atlantic. So again, congratulations to all of our winners. I want to thank everyone who stopped by our booth and said hi, whether you stopped by just to see us or were just passing by and waved, or maybe stopped by to see your children being interviewed or doing the interviews in our booth in the evenings, or perhaps you just were on the way by and decided to answer the question. We appreciate everybody swinging by and checking us out. Again, our winners of our $10 Hy-Vee gift cards, Kristen Jonk of Walnut, also Molly Yock of Marnie, Doyle Kneisel of Griswold, and Shelley Miller of Atlantic. Congratulations to all of those folks for not just participating, but winning, having your name drawn out of our box, too. I want to thank everybody who stopped by again at the Cass County Fair. Make sure you join us here this morning. Matter of fact, we'll be setting up here in just a little bit as we bring you some live coverage throughout the day of the one-day livestock sale at the Cass County Fair. That'll close things out today. We'll be breaking in at different times throughout the morning, early afternoon, to give you some updates on how things are going at the livestock sale today. That livestock sale gets underway in just a few minutes, actually. It starts at 8 o'clock this morning, and they're going to sell off everything. All the stuff, not just the swine, beef, poultry entries, the goats, the sheep, rabbits, everything is going to go this morning. So, again, that starts at 8 o'clock, and keep it tuned here to KJAN. We'll get you some live coverage throughout the day from that livestock sale. So, thanks again to everyone for stopping by, and hope you had a good time at your local county fair.